Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies today with highs around 34. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 12. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs around 46. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 30.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas could phase out. Such deals in the future. Republicans also want to cut corporate income taxes, but some are wary of being too aggressive. The Senate approved the measure last week. And in other news, one town in Cali County is getting a lot of publicity, and it's all thanks to Elton John. After the entertainer performed his final concert in Kansas City, he tweeted, quote, "What a great night at T-Mobile Center in our Kansas City," unquote. While the T-Mobile Center thanked Elton John for the shout-out, Twitter lit up, calling out the typo that is yet to be changed. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limit powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand it guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
At around 2 a.m. this morning, Garden City police officers responded to an aggravated robbery call in the 500 block of Conkling Avenue. It involved a taxi driver who had been robbed at knife point. The investigation revealed that the driver picked up a customer in the 1800 block of Comanche Drive and provided a ride for him to the 500 block of Conkling. When they arrived, the suspect pulled out a knife and demanded the driver give him all the money he had. At the time of the incident, the suspect was described as a Hispanic male in his early 20s, heavyset, wearing a black coat and circular prescription-style glasses. A 24-year-old Kansas City man has been charged in the fatal shooting on September 28, 2021, of Washaud Smith. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker announced today. Corey Moret faces murder second degree, unlawful use of a weapon, and two counts of armed criminal action charges. Prosecutors say Moret is being held on a $250,000 bond. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say one person and nine horses died in a fire at a horse barn near Bennington. The fire was reported early Thursday at Heartland Farms. Waterloo Fire Chief Travis Harlow said one firefighter suffered serious injuries while battling the blaze and was taken to Creighton University Medical Center, Bergen-Mercy in Omaha. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Florida truck driver has pleaded no contest to misdemeanor vehicular homicide charges in a crash last year on I-80 that killed a La Vista man and his 7-year-old son. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 51-year-old York Wind Crawford of North Miami Beach, Florida, entered the plea Wednesday and faces up to 2 years in jail when he's sentenced in April. Investigators say Crawford was driving a semi-trailer west on I-80 the morning of September 4th when he plowed into a line of vehicles, including the back of a pickup truck carrying 41-year-old Mark Compass and 7-year-old Taylor Kalpist, who died. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half-price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 380 Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia. Superintendent Matt Rogers has announced his resignation effective the end of his school year due to health reasons. He served as district superintendent since 2018. Applications for his replacement are due February 11th, with interviews to be scheduled beginning February 21st. The board hopes to hire a new superintendent by the end of this month for USD 380. Additional security was added at the Gage County Courthouse Thursday as a Beatrice man, Brandon Long, age 26, was sentenced in the shooting death of Alex Rader, New Year's Eve 2020. Long pled no contest to charges of a terroristic threat and felon weapon possession after he reportedly fired a shot at a then unidentified man with a face mask outside the Long residence in Beatrice. An investigation revealed a relationship between Rader and Long's fiance, noting little or no criminal history, college degree, and previous employment with the Nebraska Department of Corrections. The judge sentenced Brandon Long to two consecutive 90-day jail terms, but with credit for time served, Long will serve a 6-year probation. The defense had sought a prison term in the matter. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County January 23rd. Reagan Bramhall of Frankfort lost control on K-9 just east of 25th Road, reportedly swerving for a deer. The vehicle overturned and struck a fence in a farmyard. The driver was taken by private vehicle for treatment of injuries. Another accident in Marshall County was reported January 14th. Jimmy Flower Jr. of Blue Rapids was traveling on 8th near Zenith Road, south of Blue Rapids, when his vehicle left the road and overturned after striking a field entrance. The driver was taken by private vehicle with injuries, while two passengers were not injured. A soil health workshop is planned in Seneca next Friday, February 11th. Guest speakers will include Lucinda Stunkel, regenerative farmer and ag instructor, as well as Dale Strickler, author, agronomist, and cover seed expert, along with a Q&A session for producers and landowners, plus a wraps update. Ryan Smith will talk more during our public affairs program this Saturday, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. He'll outline programs available through Glacial Hills RCD, who is hosting the day-long workshop at the Nemahal County Community Building February 11th. Advance reservations are requested by Monday. Contact Ryan Smith at 785-340-2524. K&DY will air Ag Outlook Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., as the Mid-America Ag Network annually highlights grain and livestock prospects ahead in the new year. Again, tune 8 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on K&DY for Ag Outlook. RSVP of Northeast Kansas is offering income tax preparation assistance for low to moderate individuals, families, and senior citizens. Because of the COVID pandemic, they will offer tax assistance by mail or drop off only this tax season. People who have had their taxes prepared by the RSVP in the past should receive information in the mail outlining the process. Those who have not used the service or do not receive the mailing can stop by the RSVP office in downtown Marysville and pick up paperwork or phone 785-562-2154.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level high-pressure system starts to make its way through, we finally will have a break from cooler temperatures. Temperatures will quickly warm up throughout the day today and stay very mild throughout the weekend. Conditions will continue to stay dry and clear with lots of sunshine throughout the next few days. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will remain on the chillier side overnight tonight, with lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, and the single digits to lower teens throughout Missouri and Kansas. Temperatures will warm up quickly as we head into Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 42, record high on this date 75. The average low 20 and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:51.
It's never too early to think about spring planting, and we'll do a little of that next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 4th, the 35th day of the year. Charles Lindbergh was born on this day in 1902, and Olympic gold medalist Carly Patterson celebrates her 34th birthday. Our mailbox has been overflowing lately with garden and seed catalogs, and we suspect yours has too. Here's a few things to remember before you get carried away in anticipation of planting season. Most catalogs note the growing zones that plants do best in. Don't order 120-day tomatoes if your growing season is only 100 days. Take note of sunlight requirements. If you have a shady yard, a good catalog will recommend suitable plants. And finally, check the notes about the ultimate size of plants and account for it in your garden planning. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your hardiness zone at almanac.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ariana Miller. I'm a junior at Marysville Junior Senior High School, and I am co-director of MHS's Drama Dogs production of The Littlefield Gazette Will Not End Today. This play is based around the staff of Littlefield Gazette. It peeks into the lives of everyday people and their work on the newspaper. However, people's lives are about to be flipped upside down. Budding romances, terminal illness, and desperation is all veiled throughout this dramatic comedy.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread.
Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's Breads, baking our best for you.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Fred VanVleet, former Wichita State guard turned NBA champion with the Toronto Raptors, added NBA All-Star to his resume on Thursday. VanVleet is averaging 21.5 points per game, 4.7 rebounds per game, and 7 assists per game for the Raptors this season, and will be a reserve in his first All-Star game appearance. VanVleet becomes the first undrafted player to make an All-Star game since Ben Wallace did it in 2006. VanVleet becomes the second Shocker to ever be named as an NBA All-Star, joining Xavier McDaniel. The All-Star game takes place on February 20th. A big college basketball matchup in Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Baylor, who is 19-3 overall, 7-2 in the Big 12, will travel to Kansas, who is 18-3, 7-1 in the Big 12. The game will be broadcast on ESPN. Baylor is ranked number 8, Kansas ranked number 10. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Saturday at 5:05 p.m., Wichita State, who is 11-8, 2-5 in the American Athletic Conference, will host SMU, 16-4 overall, and 7-1 in conference play. Tip-off set 5 o'clock, Charles Koch Arena, and Saturday is also a yellow out. Fans are encouraged to wear yellow to the game at Charles Koch Arena. WSU leads the series 6-4, 4-2 in Wichita. The game will air on ESPN2 with Drew Carter and Sean Harrington on the call. Kansas State, who is 11-10 overall, 3-6 in the Big 12, will travel to TCU to take on the Horned Frogs. The Horned Frogs are 15-4 overall, 4-3 in the Big 12. The teams will meet for the 10th time in conference play this season. The Horned Frogs won 60-57 in the last matchup on January 13th. Nigel Pack is averaging 16 points for the Wildcats. Mark Smith is averaging 9 points over the last 10 games for Kansas State. The game will be broadcast on ESPNU, 7 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast features. Marysville tips off at Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Axta, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort travels to Centralia. Hanover is host to Republic County. Washington County tips off at Wetmore. And Lynn is at Troy. Again, Marysville at Abilene, Valley Heights hosting Axtell. Our Friday feature games live on KNDY.
Main Street Bank, a branch of Western National Bank, is cheering loudly and proudly for the Southern Raiders winter sports teams. The dedication and perseverance they show will surely lead to victory. Let's go fight win, Raiders. From Main Street Bank, a branch of Western National Bank in Wymore. Member FDIC.
Share your love of gardening and the bountiful harvest with the hungry in your community. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Designate a row or garden bed to growing a giving garden and donate the harvest to your local food pantry. Feeding America reports that 41 million Americans struggle with hunger, and many are children and seniors. Gardner Supply Company is inviting gardeners to lend a hand. Take the Garden to Give pledge and grow food to give to those in need. You'll find a simple giving garden plan of long-keeping pantry favorites such as carrots, cabbage, kale, and winter squash on their website at gardeners.com. These late-maturing vegetables will be ready for harvest at about the same time, so you can make your donation in just one trip. But once you've experienced the benefits of sharing fresh produce, you're likely to find yourself making regular donations to the pantry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year, 2022, the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Some people like the sun, others like the snow, and some need a little of both. But when you live in Fort Kent, Maine, you better like blizzards and bitter cold, because you'll see plenty of it. And I'll take you there when today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Route US 1 is a famous highway that runs the length of the eastern seaboard. Many people know the beautiful stretch of that highway that crosses the Florida Keys to the city of Key West, Florida. But at the northern end of that same highway is a place with a far different weather forecast than the Sunshine State. In Fort Kent, Maine, Doris Daigle keeps track of the many inches of snow.
At least 128 average. Sometimes we have 150 inches, and it stays.
But that snow and cold is good news for residents, because that means the state's 13,000 miles of snowmobile trails are open, bringing many visitors to Fort Kent. Doris operates a bed and breakfast, and the winter is actually their busiest time of year.
We bought this beautiful home and turned it into a bed and breakfast, and I've seen probably 20,000 people by now in this house.
Fort Kent sits at the northern border of Maine. The St. John River separates it from New Brunswick, Canada. Here, there is a small bridge that links the U.S. side with the town of Clare on the Canadian side. The border doesn't see much traffic, and only one entrance booth is needed to inspect all of the traffic. Some border crossings see even less travel.
We do have quite a few borders. Of course, they've closed a few borders since 911 because there was just too many. But we have some borders that close at 2 in the afternoon here near Rescore and others at 9 at night for snowmobilers.
She's seen plenty of visitors here at the top of the world and hopes even more people will come and visit her.
People, come on down because this is a very nice place.
For you to take Doris's adage of come on down, literally, you would have to live in Canada. If you live in the U.S., you will have to come up. And many have come up to the top of the lower 48 states here at the beginning of U.S. Route 1. Traveling the countryside in Fort Kent, Maine, I'm Andrew McCray.
The pond may be frozen, but the ice can help you with upkeep. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Sand spread over the ice will drop in after the spring thaw, taming vegetation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Looking for a way to tame the vegetation and mud on the bottom of your pond, take advantage of the ice deck and spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of sand on top. It'll fall in when the ice thaws. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says make sure the ice is thick enough to support the vehicle hauling sand.
You'd go around and spread the sand out on the ice, and then in the spring it's going to drop down and go where you want it to go. So it kind of works like a mulch to mulch out vegetation on the bottom of the pond. But depending on what's on the bottom, some ponds have nice hard pan and the sand would maybe last for a while. But if it's mud and muck and swampy, won't be long before that sand is just going to mix with the mud and it's going to be gone.
Another practical use for a sand drop is to spread out a beach area from shore. You can put the sand exactly where you want it to go, and when the ice melts, the sand falls in a uniform layer over the beach. Mattson says for the best results, you should use a specific type of sand.
I would recommend using washed sand either for beach or for mulching, because if you use what they used to call bank run sand or sand from a sand pit, you're going to get a lot of fines and dirt with it that will tend to, especially in a beach area, cause turbidity when you step on it. So washed sand is preferable. Some people use really small stone from like a quarry, and it tends not to wash in as quickly as sand.
Mattson says some people may benefit by using a drop method with lime and fertilizers. However, he says there is a risk that these ingredients could be flushed out of the pond with spring runoff. If you use the drop technique for this purpose, do it away from the spillway area. Learn more about using the ice to add sand to the pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Local light of your fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
A Heritage Foundation researcher says meatpacker profits are not excessive. Up next on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
At a recent House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on concentration in the food industry, Peter St. Ange testified that high food prices are not the result of gouging by meatpackers. St. Ange works for the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank.
The data strongly suggest that food production, in particular meat packing as well as grocery stores, is among the most competitive and efficient industries in America, indeed in the world. Second, the inflation Americans are currently suffering across the economy is due to a series of administration blunders that unfortunately continue.
St. Ange says meatpacker profits are modest by comparison.
Across the food industry, and specifically in meatpacking, profit rates are among the lowest in our entire economy. Consumer goods companies often register 20 to 30% profit margins. This is revenue going to shareholders. Yet the top four meatpackers have margins between 5 and 8%.
That, says St. Ange, has been the case for a long time.
The food industry has been highly concentrated for decades. In meatpacking, it's been at today's level of concentration since 1994. And yet, during those decades, American food has been exceptionally cheap.
There's a link to the entire Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll be accelerating of the growth of rural innovation and tourism opportunities to uphold rural industries, along with the Sustainable Marketplaces Act, or Agritourism Act, has been introduced to give agritourism a dedicated office within the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This is really an effort to highlight one of the successes in modern agriculture. You know, communities like we have in Central Washington, we've seen that agritourism has really enabled a lot of people to expand their agricultural businesses.
That was Republican Congressman Dan Newhouse from the state of Washington, where he says that it's a really good thing when it comes to the agricultural industry.
As we can work with the assets we have in our communities, from local wineries and breweries, orchards, dairies, farmers markets, there's just a lot of attractions to our urban cousins that bring them to farm country.
Opportunities, he says, that the ag community doesn't want to overlook.
You know, we see these things every day. They kind of grow accustomed to them and maybe take them a little bit for granted. For people that are not from agricultural areas, these are really unique and cool things to be able to experience.
He says the legislation would create an Office of Agritourism at the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help agritourism businesses become successful. According to the most recent census of agriculture, agritourism-related income across the nation in different states has jumped more than $202 million between 2002 to $949 million in 2017. That's nearly a 370% increase in agritourism across the nation in multiple different states. And many legislators say it's only the beginning as they continue to work on some of these projects, including that accelerated growth of rural innovation, along with tourism opportunities to uphold rural industries and the Sustainable Marketplaces Act, or also better known as the Agritourism Act, that continues to be debated in Washington, D.C.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payments? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand it guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia, simple, transparent, fast, a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Legislation introduced yesterday seeks to guarantee farmers the right to repair their own equipment and end current restrictions on the repair market. The Agriculture Right to Repair Act, authored by Montana Democrat John Tester, is part of his effort to break up consolidation in the ag industry. Tester says farmers need to be able to repair their own equipment, and this legislation will secure them that right. The legislation, he said, would require manufacturers to make available any documentation, parts, software, or tool required to diagnose, maintain, or repair their equipment. The bill would also provide means to disable and re-enable electronic security locks for diagnostic and repair, allow for use of third-party software, and ensure parts are replaceable using commonly available tools without causing damage to the equipment. The bill also seeks to return data ownership to farmers. Tester claims manufacturers currently collect and sell all the data that's being generated by farmers. Rabobank says the main challenges for the pork industry this year remains COVID-19 and African swine fever. COVID-19 will continue to challenge pork supply chains and consumers in various ways, they say, affecting both production and demand. The slowing global economy will have more visible consequences in 2022, and price inflation for consumers will put extra pressure on those consumers. However, pork prices increasing marginally in the late part of 2021, but remain below the 2021 peak levels. Diseases, particularly African swine fever, are another major uncertainty for pork production, with the impact varying by region. In Europe, ASF has spread to new countries in recent months, challenging the 2022 European production. In Asia, ASF continues to spread in China, but the impact is much lower than 2020. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
GMO and CRISPR technologies introduce new or altered genes in an organism. In a nutshell, I'll explain their differences on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, and CRISPR, which stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, are used to tweak an organism's DNA. But do you know the difference between them? Keith Edmiston is a cotton and industrial hemp specialist at North Carolina State University. He says GMO is basically an umbrella term.
For most of the public, I think their idea of what a GMO is when you're moving a gene from one species to another species that's not sexually compatible. But scientists don't really use the term GMO because it's not very specific. We've genetically modified all the crops we grow. Even with traditional breeding, you're genetically modifying crops.
CRISPR involves the process of gene editing, and there are many ways to use it. One is to cut a chromosome in a specific spot, let it repair itself, and form a mutation that knocks out a detrimental gene. Edmiston says it's cheaper and more precise than GMO technology.
In the cases of using it for site-directed mutation, at least in the U.S. so far, they're not requiring regulatory for that because it's no different than using radiation to cause a mutation or just looking for mutations within a species. It evens the playing field where it doesn't require a lot of money, so small companies or universities are much more able to participate with this tool.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about GMO and CRISPR technologies at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit. Kind of a roller coaster of a day today as we see corn and wheat just still slightly in the green right now. Soybeans slightly in the positive too as we go through the day. We'll see if that maintains going into the end of trading. March corn is up a half a cent right now, just barely hanging in there at 617 even. A bushel of Kansas City wheat for March also up 17.5 cents. They've been seeing some decent growth today, up at 786.5. Over in the bean market, March beans are up 1.5 cents right now at 15.45¾. The meal for March is up $3.90 right now at 4.41 even. And the bean oil still struggling slightly, with March oil down by 43 cents at 65.32. Over in the cotton market, things mostly lower here. They've been pretty consistent and stagnant for most of the day today. March cotton is down $1.22 at 126.40. And the oats market is still mixed right now. The March are down in the green by 6.75 cents now at 7.35 at even a bushel. May oats are in the red by 6 cents at 6.86 even. Livestock market right now mostly mixed on the board, with live cattle up and feeder cattle down. As we go through the day today, February live cattle in the green by 30 cents at 141.90. The feeder cattle down by a quarter for the March at 166.47. April's also down by 7 cents. Lean hogs still trending mostly higher right now, with the February lean hogs in the green by 57 cents at 87.02. And the lean hogs for April up $1.52 at 99.90 right now. So some decent growth in the lean hogs. We'll see if that maintains going into the end of the day as well. U.S. dollar index regaining some of the losses they saw yesterday, with March index up by 3 pennies currently at 95.41. We have the 30-year bonds down by a point in the red at 153, and the 10-year notes down by 25 points at 126.27. So kind of mixed across the board there. Stock market, after starting off a little rocky, mostly higher across the board.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty at Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Ack Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Ack Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Tuned for Ag Outlook 2022, Saturday 8 to 9 a.m. and being presented by Linda's Insurance Agency, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Performance Ag, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, and United Bank and Trust. Ag Outlook 8 to 9 a.m. Saturday on KNDY.
When it comes to your pets, you want the very best. At Pony Express Vet Clinic in Marysville, your pet is our priority. We know these aren't just dogs and cats, but they are truly part of your family. So we will make sure you feel right at home in our vet clinic. We have state-of-the-art equipment such as digital x-ray, in-house blood work, and the latest and safest medications for your pet. But even more importantly, we truly care. At Pony Express Vet Clinic, your pet is our priority.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burris, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer.
Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic at Blue Rapids offers large and small animal veterinary services, boarding, grooming, pet foods, and all of your animal health supplies. Keep your animals, small or large, healthy with Drs. Musil and Dr. Lang at the Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic in Blue Rapids. See them today or give them a call. Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, offering veterinary services, boarding, grooming, pet foods, and all of your animal health supplies.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tune for Ag Outlook 2022, a special look ahead at livestock and crop production in the new year. Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY.
KNDY. country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.